This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 13th of December 2020. Today we have a close look at contesting with news of six amateur radio contests coming up soon and in January that you may be interested in. Andrew gives us a clarification of the ACMA announcement concerning the 60-metre 5 MHz band for amateurs in Australia. Jeff tells us about a new net in Western Australia. The winners of the Northern Corridors Radio Group raffle are announced. And there's Roy's helpline. And there's more on News West, your Western Australian amateur radio news program. And you can hear News West on air, online and on demand. Find out where and how at vk6.net.
Coming up on the first weekend of January is the ARRL RITI Roundup. This one might attract operators who are playing with digital modes. The contest objective is for amateurs worldwide to contact and exchange QSO information with other amateurs using digital modes, including Bordeaux RITI, PSK, FT8 and FT4, ASCL, AMTOR and Packet. Please note that all of these are attended operation only. The bands allowed are 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. Any station may work any other station, and stations may be worked once per band, regardless of the mode. The date again is January the 2nd and 3rd, 2021, and the contest period is 1800 UTC Saturday and ending at 2359 UTC on Sunday.
News West uses two main sources for its history of amateur radio episodes. These are the website of Will, VK6 Uniform Uniform, where he displays the fruit of his decades-long project of scanning amateur radio magazine. The other source is the Trove website of the National Library of Australia. Next week is History Week on News West, and although there's still plenty of material on tap in the resources we use, there's a great untapped resource out there that we'd love to access. Wouldn't it be great to hear from you or your club? There's so much material and fascinating stories out there that are in your heads or on club records. So how about sharing some of these with us? Let's try and make next week a bumper edition so we can all enjoy it. Of course, we can record your piece if required, but it would be better in your own voice. We have been receiving very adequate audio recorded on mobile phone. If you can, submit it as a 256 kilobit MP3 sound file, although any format will do. Just use the best quality your device can offer. The News West team use and recommend Audacity to do the editing job. It's free and available for all computer platforms and easy to use. So please give it a go and send it to us as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
Here's a reminder that Prawnheads, next week on the 16th of December, is the last gathering of this august body for 2020. As Christmas approaches, venues around the city are becoming busier, so it would be wise to let someone know you're coming. Prawnheads gets together as a group every Wednesday at noon for lunch, socialising and chatter about anything and everything, and newcomers are always welcome. It works like this: you order your drinks and foods from the menu, work out how much it comes to and give a rounded up amount to the treasurer, who pays for the table. Prawnheads meets at the You and I restaurant on the corner of Francis and William Streets in Northbridge.
The Yankee Bravo DX contest happens every January on the second weekend. In 2021, the contest will start on the 9th of January at 0000 UTC through to 2359 UTC, which is 24 hours. The Yankee Bravo DX contest rules can be found in full on the website ybdxcontest.com. Again, yankeebravodxcontest.com. However, here's a brief outline of the rules for non-Indonesian stations. The objective of the contest is for amateurs around the world to contact as many other amateurs in as many countries and Indonesia, or YB land. The allowed bands are 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres, and WARC bands are not allowed. Exchange is simple. The mode is single sideband, and the exchange is 59 plus your serial number, or for an example, 59001. The station categories are single operator, all band and high power to a maximum of 1.5 kilowatt. Single operator, all band, low power to a maximum of 100 watt. Please note that the multi-operator single transmitter high power category is not available due to the pandemic. This is how the scoring will work. Final score is the result of the total QSO points multiplied by the sum of Yankee Bravo prefixes and country multipliers. Example is 1,000 QSO points multiplied by 50 Yankee Bravo prefixes plus 70 countries equals 120,000 points. All stations can make contacts once on each band. QSO points are based on the location of the station worked. Contacts with your own country count for 1 point. Contacts with another country in the same continent count for 2 points. Contacts with another country in a different continent count for 3 points. And very importantly for us in VK land, contacts with Yankee Bravo station count for 10 points. We're very much in reach of Yankee Bravo land radio-wise, so VK working this contest should have an interesting time. There are other multipliers too. A QSO with each different Yankee Bravo prefix on each band counts as one multiplier, and each DXCC on each band worth as one multiplier. Logs must be submitted in Cabrillo format, and no paper logs will be accepted. Visit the contest website, ybdxcontest.com, for the complete contest rules and suggestions about logging software.
The Northern Corridors Radio Group's raffle has been drawn and won. This announcement came from Matt VK6 Mike Lima. Matt said, firstly, let me thank you all for supporting the NCRG raffle in 2020. The raffle has closed and was drawn on Thursday. The winners have been contacted and personally congratulated. The first prize, an ICOM IC9700 transceiver worth just under $2,500, was won by Bob VK6ZGN. Congratulations, Bob. Second prize, a Comet CAA 500 Mark II antenna analyzer worth just under $740, was won by Glenn VK4 Bravo Golf. And of course, Glenn's in Queensland. And the third prize, a Comet GP15 tri-band antenna worth just under $300, was won by Jared VK2FADX in New South Wales. Congratulations to all the prize winners. And once again, Matt says thank you for supporting the NCRG. And until next year, 7-3.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
The ARRL 10-metre contest is on next weekend, and it might be worth giving it a go, as 10 metres has been popping up in recent times. The objective of this contest is for amateurs worldwide to exchange QSO information with as many stations as possible on the 10-metre band, and with 10 metres showing a few openings lately, there's some chance of success in this contest. The ARRL 10-metre contest is on the second full weekend of December, and this year it's the 12th and 13th. The contest commences at 0000 UTC Saturday and runs through to 2359 UTC Sunday. The contest rules are now maintained as a single download document. Logs are due within 7 days after the event is over. Logs that have been submitted electronically are listed on the ARRL Logs Received page. Click the contest name to see a list of the submitted logs sorted by call sign and club name. The rules and more information, including how to upload your Cabrillo logs, are available from the ARRL website, ARRL.org. Good luck, and hopefully the band will open up enough to keep you engaged in this single band contest.
Well, it looks like the message of sending in your script to News West is starting to bear fruit. Here's an article from Rob, VK2XIC. Hi, I'm Rob, the Russ Hull VHF-UHF Memorial Contest Manager, and I'm looking to increase interest in this long-running contest. The contest was established in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull, an Australian who, by his pioneering achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation, developed new equipment and techniques for the higher bands. The Russ Hull contest is a DX contest, where points are awarded for distances worked. There are also band multipliers to encourage activity on the higher bands. Stations in New Zealand have been frequently worked and logged. In 2012, the first New Zealander, Mr. R. Macquarie, ZL3TY, was the first New Zealand station to win the contest. The contest is open to all amateur radio operators, and they are encouraged to work as many VHF and UHF stations as possible over January 2021. I encourage stations outside VK, such as in New Zealand, Fiji, New Caledonia, Solomon Islands, and other countries, to enter a log to obtain a score. There is no need for contest stations outside VK to have to work any stations in Australia, as it is a matter of DX and tropospheric propagation. Further information relating to the Ross Hull VHF-UHF Memorial Contest may be found in the contesting section of the WIA website, wia.org.au. There is no requirement to be a member of the WIA to enter this contest. Just have fun and enjoy the hobby. I'm looking forward to receiving your log for 2021. 73's Rob Hayer, VK2, XIC.
This from RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. Unfortunately, the national efforts to gain secondary access to the 60-metre band have been unsuccessful. On the 7th of December 2020, ACMA released their decision. Submissions supporting Option 4, which opposed amateur use of the band, were received from the Department of Defence and two others. Defence's public submission did not support an allocation on the basis that this frequency band is already experiencing spectrum congestion, which adversely affects critical defence capabilities. Therefore, Defence cannot accept further increase of spectrum congestion by the introduction of amateur services. The Department of Defence also provided non-public information to the ACMA to further support their position. In considering spectrum use, the ACMA considers the objects of the Radio Communications Act 1992. This includes maximising the overall public benefit derived from the use of the radio spectrum, and of particular importance in this matter, given defence usage, making adequate provision for use by agencies involved in the defence or national security of Australia. In balancing the existing uses of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz band against the impacts of introducing use by the amateur service, the ACMA has decided not to support amateur use in the band. Apparently, Defence also submitted some classified information to support their position. In summary, Defence interests trump secondary access by the amateur radio sector. You can read the full details on the ACMA website. This is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6, Alpha Sierra, RASA Vice President.
Competing with the ARRL 10-metre contest on next weekend is the OK Reti contest. Unlike the 10-metre contest, the OK contest doesn't come from the United States. It's from the Czech Republic. The OK prefix is from that country, not Oklahoma, in the United States of America. As is usual for contest, this 24-hour contest commences at 000 UTC on the Saturday. There's one mode being used in this contest, and that's Reti, Bordeaux. And the available bands are 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80 meters, according to your country's IARU-compatible band plan. The categories are single operator, all bands, high power, that's greater than 100 watts. Single operator, all bands, low power, less than 100 watts. Single operator, single band, working only one of the allowed bands. Multi-operators, all bands, only one signal, better known as multi-single. Shortwave listener. The exchange is RST plus CQ zone. If you're thinking of giving this contest a go, you should read the rules on the website okreti.crk.cz or simply Google OK Reti Contest and you'll get it first go, like I did.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
A huge thanks to the clubs who submitted their news last week for the Club Focus episode. It was such a huge turnout that we had to cut some stuff from our program, and we still went about 6 minutes overtime. We had contributions from nearly every club. If your club missed the opportunity to self-promote, brag about, or publicise what you get up to, you've got a few weeks to work on it for the next Club Focus segment on the 3rd of January. We got excited a week or two ago because the solar flux index rose to over 100 for the first time in what seems forever. It's cooled off a bit now, and midweek it was 82. How's that affecting propagation? I'd love to hear your DX fishing stories. Send your big catch or the one that got away stories as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. There was another expedition to the Tick Hill repeater site during the week to get the repeaters back up and back to normal operation. I call it an expedition because it's a bit of a deal to get there, as it's located on a mine site on the escarpment northeast of Midland, and we have to be escorted through the site after they clear all the roadblocks that are put there to keep the yobbos out. The mine site is plagued with intruders on motorbikes and four-wheel drives who apparently believe that they're entitled to go anywhere they please. Our site has been subject to vandalism and attempted break-ins over the years. But anyway, the good news is that the VK6 RTH repeaters, both the 2 metres and 70 centimetres, are functioning as they should, and all along the APRS digipeater has been faithfully squawking away. We need your help. During the news program, we insert station idents both to satisfy licence obligations and just a bit of self-promotion. And there's another use for station idents. It puts an audio buffer in between items. Sometimes, if one of the team takes a sickie, we end up with a lot of items in only two voices, and placing a breaker like a station ident helps separate two items of the same voice. It's a quirk of making voice recordings that two recordings made only a minute apart can sound quite different, and placing them alongside each other has an odd effect. That's why any news item in your voice is welcomed, apart from the obvious reason that every new voice added rescues you from my droning. So two things, as much as possible please record your own stuff, and we'd like some station idents. If you wander over to the VK6.net website, then click on the Listen tab. There's a bunch of text telling you how you can play a part, and at the bottom is a link to some scripts. Over to you. Send your successes as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
The first VHF-UHF field day was run as a trial in January 1989. It was quite well received, so it has continued since then. In 1998, there was a trial spring field day, which also proved a success. Support for the field days continued to increase, and a third event, the winter VHF-UHF field day, was introduced in 2008. Since the winter 2019 event, the field days have used a single set of rules, using distance-based scoring as per the previous Division 2 rules. This resulted from the clear preference of participation and log entries moving to Division 2 over Division 1 across the prior year. The VHF-UHF field days provide VHF-UHF operators with the opportunity to head for the hills and see how far and how many they can work. The field days have separate sections for single and multi-operator stations. The duration of the field day is 24 hours, but there are also 8-hour sections for operators who may not be able to camp overnight. Most club stations prefer to operate for the full 24 hours. The field days also generate plenty of activity from home stations, so there is also a separate home station section. All contacts must be simplex. Contacts through repeaters or satellites are not allowed. There is plenty of FM activity, but one feature of the field days is a high level of SSB activity. It is possible to do very well with only modest antennas if you pick a good hilltop. Another option, if your station is easily transportable, is to operate from more than one location during the contest period. The aim of the contest. The overriding aim is to get away for the weekend and have fun. But next after that, the aims are to encourage more activity on VHF and microwave bands, to encourage people to work greater distances than usual by operating portable, and to provide opportunities for people to activate or work into new grid squares. The summer VHF-UHF field days run from 0100 UTC Saturday the 16th through to midnight Sunday the 17th of January. There's a note on the website in parenthesis that says differs in VK6. There's nothing there to explain what differs. Is it the time or the date? I know we're regarded as different here in VK6. However, this little note doesn't inform anyone. If someone here in VK6 land knows what the differs in VK6 codicil refers to, we'll happily publish the explanation in next week's News West.
So you're listening to the News West broadcast, which must mean that you're an amateur radio enthusiast. But do you have any other hobbies besides amateur radio? I, for one, do, and have been actively involved in my other hobby for over 40 years. And the passion is vegetable and fruit gardening. So, there's been a lot of interest out there from other amateurs on air about starting a gardening net. Yes, you heard it right, a gardening net. We'll be covering topics from fruit and vegetable growing, to lawns, to shrubbery, and to pests and insects. The planned timing for the net will be on a Sunday, probably around 5 p.m, but stay tuned on the News West website for updated details early in 2021. We are looking to have special guests appear on air from time to time to answer your questions and concerns, and it's an open forum net to discuss anything you'd like about gardening. 73s for now, and stay tuned in 2021. VK6, JEF.
The linked repeater network that carries the WA Amateur Radio News broadcast every week is supplied and maintained by the West Australian Repeater Group, or WARG, a volunteer not-for-profit amateur radio association founded in 1975. On behalf of all Western Australian amateurs, we thank WARG for their valuable contribution to amateur radio in VK6, past, present and in the future. Now here's Roy.
Good morning, everyone. A helpline for the 13th of December 2020. Lucky for some, and I hope it's lucky for you. Today we're lucky we have the remains of Kevin's shack clearance. He has an ICOM IC7000 HF transceiver with remote head kit as new condition, asking $990. $990 for that IC7000. There's an ICOM loudspeaker, model Sierra Papa 33 November. Asking $90 for that. There's also a Kenwood desk microphone model Mike Charlie 50, asking $130, $130. If you would like to contact Kevin on any of those items, his telephone number is 08-9581-4338, 08-9581-4338. Or email to Kilo Echo Victor Bravo India Charlie Kilo at bigpond.com. Again, that's Kilo Echo Victor Bravo India Charlie Kilo at bigpond.com. So if you'd like to contact Kevin, VK6 Alpha Bravo, please give him a call. I don't have any other new items for you this week, but I do have an old one here from Gus, VK6 Whiskey Bravo. Here's an Mtron Delta X-Ray 2 Sierra Papa in mint condition, low hours of use, asking $4,000 or best offer. Contact Gus, VK6 Whiskey Bravo, 0407-030-592. Again, 0407-030-592, or email to vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. If you have any items for next week, please give me a call. My number is, or my email address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Again, VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Before I trip over again, I'll go clear 7-3.
Thanks for tuning in to News West. And thanks to the team this week, Jeff, Mike and Roy, and guest contributor, Andrew. Thanks to the broadcasters for putting us to air. And next week, we're into history of amateur radio. And it's also the last News West before Christmas. My, how time flies. How about sending a recording of your Christmas greeting, News West ident? Nothing too long, but something along the lines of wishing you a Merry Christmas on VK6 Amateur Radio News. This is Bob, VK6POP. If you're listening on air, there's someone waiting right now to hear your callback. And after you've done your callback, you know what's next. Get on air and make some noise.